I were to ask you the following question as a Christian, how would you answer? Are you confident that you will one day reach glory, and why? I guess there are two potential answers to that question, aren't there? You could say, yes, I am confident that I will reach glory. I am confident because I'm the sort of person who really sticks at things. Once I've started something, I don't give up easy. I keep going, I get to the end by hook or by crook, so I will get to glory. It's basically trusting in your own power to do it. The other potential answer, I guess, to that question, are you confident that you'll get to glory and why, is actually to say, I don't know that I'm that confident. Well, I'm the sort of person who, well, quite often I'll start something enthusiastically, but I never quite seem to finish anything. I kind of lose interest, or I give up, or it's just too hard. I don't always finish what I've started, so I don't know that I am that confident. Well, both of those answers are wrong answers. We shouldn't trust in our own power in order to reach glory, because our own power will fail. But nor should we lack confidence that we will one day reach glory if we are a Christian today. Let me read to you 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. It's speaking to Christians, remember, those who have repented of their sin and put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter writes, "You are being guarded by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time." Now, that salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time, we thought about that in the last bite size. It's that inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you, that is found in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. One day you will have a resurrection body like him. You will be part of a whole new creation, a reborn creation. But how can you be confident that you will get there? Well, Peter says, you are being guarded by God's power through faith for that salvation to come. You've been guarded by God's power. Isn't that fantastic? There is no greater power than the all-powerful God himself. The God who by his power has made all things, who by his power sustains all things, who by his power will one day create all things again new. This God guards you by his power, and his defenses, his guarding of you, cannot be breached by anyone or anything. Take confidence from that. But I guess our confidence could start to waver a little bit when you look at what comes next. You are being guarded by God's power through faith. So God's power that guards us, that keeps us, that can give us confidence that yes, we will one day reach glory, it flows to us and surrounds us through the means of our faith. But isn't our faith fragile? Isn't our faith sometimes, okay, it can feel quite strong, but other days it can feel very weak? So is God's power actually only as strong as our faith? Peter knows of what he writes here, remember. This is Peter, who decades earlier, before he wrote this letter, had heard Jesus say basically that all his disciples would desert him as he went to the cross. And this same Peter who writes these words says, "Lord, I will never desert you. That's not me. I won't do that. I'm strong. I will follow you even to death." Well, Jesus has said, "Peter, no, you won't. You won't do that. You'll fall away too. You'll desert me." But then Jesus said something very interesting. He said, "But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail." Peter, I've prayed for you that your faith may not fail. Now, Peter, it looks like, did fail, didn't he? He's there in the courtyard, and three times he's asked, "Aren't you one of Jesus' followers?" And three times he denies Christ, and as we know, the cockerel crows, and Peter breaks down because he's deserted Jesus, apparently. But remember that Jesus' prayers are always answered. So when Jesus said that he was praying that Peter's faith would not fail, that meant Peter's faith did not fail, whatever appearances might have been at the time when Peter denied Jesus three times. That was not Peter's faith failing. It was Peter sinning, sure. But every Christian continues to sin. Peter's faith didn't fail. Even though Peter might not have felt like he was exercising any faith at the time. You see, our faith is a gift from God. The fact that we have chosen to be obedient to the call of the gospel by repenting and putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is not down to something that we've worked upon ourselves. Our choice of Jesus is because he first chose us. And then we willingly come and choose to put our faith in him. And once we have received that gift of faith, which is the means that the container in which, you like, God's power is channeled to us, once we've been given that faith, it never goes, even if at times it feels wafer thin. Sometimes we think our faith is perhaps like remember the filament in old light bulbs? And the electrical power would throw through the filament and the filament would light up and the bulb would come on. It was a very thin and fragile thing though, isn't it? And eventually the filament blows and the power goes out. Now our faith can sometimes be filament thin. It can feel like the tiniest of threads. But it will never break. And no matter how tiny it is, it can channel and will channel all of God's power to us to guard us and keep us until the day of final salvation when Jesus returns. Your faith will not blow once you've been given that gift of faith in Christ, no matter how fragile it may sometimes feel. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus prays that your faith may not fail, so it won't. Therefore, all the power of God to guard you and keep you until that day flows and surrounds you.